Turnquist. Agriculture faced a perfect storm this fall with an incredibly wet crop across much of the Corn Belt and everyone needing propane at the same time. CHS Executive Vice President of Energy and Processing Darren Hunhoff says North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota are typically served by rail.
The struggle that we have, the challenge that we have logistically, is that those rail cars need to be scheduled, placed, and loaded weeks, if not months, in advance. So we prepared for what we thought was going to be a really wet, big fall, placed more of those rail cars, scheduled more than we ever had in the history of the company. Unfortunately, just wasn't enough. The demand just overwhelmed the industry.
Propane has also been trucked from central Kansas to North Dakota. Nebraska and Iowa are finishing their corn harvest, and that's improved the availability of propane further north. Looking forward, Hunhoff sees the need for more propane storage on the farm.
The more storage we can get there so that we don't have to make as many turns with those trucks, that's really, really helpful. It's a difficult investment to make for the farmer and for the local cooperative because you can't count on that crop being wet every year. But that is the best solution, is to get more storage out in the country, get it filled early so we can get ahead of the game.
CHS.